Welcome back to the Bang Audio Newsletter for Friday, June 24th, 2022. Today I am digging through the crates to one of my favorite articles. It's called A Gift for Sisyphus. And the question here is, when do you choose to do very hard things? Some people take on all comers, certainly when they have the bandwidth to do it. They love the grind. Some people are reactive. It's when they have something to prove. Others are more strategic. They choose their moments. And, you know, I'm going to always recommend being strategic. So what I want to know is, what is your strategy? And can you sum it up in a sentence or two? What is your signal to go or to stop or to wait? You know, I would define a very hard thing as something that requires significant personal change, something else that you like in order to say yes to that. It's also something that's going to test the highest levels of your skills and determination. We tend to assume that very hard things will have a commensurate payoff. However, that's not guaranteed. Sometimes that's because we are practicing resilience in a deliberate way. It's the process of doing hard things that we love. We might jump into ice baths or sign up for a grueling obstacle course race, and we do that for the experience. But what if that's not why you're doing it? What if you're doing a very hard thing with a specific outcome in mind, but you never get there? Few things are more frustrating. Toiling without a clear payoff can make you feel like Sisyphus, cursed to roll a boulder up the hill over and over again, only to have it slide down every time it nears the top. So, how do we not be like Sisyphus? And my answer here would be to look at one-time behaviors. We tackle the one-time behaviors first because it's kind of like tipping a domino over, maybe a tiny boulder. There is a cascade of effects. Performance becomes easier, movement becomes more fluid. If you're wearing rollerblades, take them off before you start pushing that boulder uphill. Get some good pushing shoes. You've earned them. If you're struggling with willpower around certain foods, get them out of the house and off the shopping list. High quality olive oil only. If you're dealing with pain, injury, or apprehension, sign on with a therapist or a trainer who gets it. Stay limber. Take care of your knees. Don't anger Zeus. With one-time behaviors, we don't have to exercise extreme discipline every time we pass a bowl of cookies or deal with the friction that comes with unknown risk. Choosing the right one-time behaviors will set you up for success. The next thing to do is to find a cruising speed. Here's where we get a sense of what regular, consistent practice looks like. What is the sensation of your palms on hot stone? How often do you need to train your legs? How much of a difference does an extra 30 minutes of sleep make? This is where we ask questions about process instead of outcome. Pressure is low on this part of the hill. We're allowed to make mistakes, to run experiments, to find out what rules can be bent or stretched or broken. Is when the boulder is already near the top. That is when effort, discipline, and gut-wrenching hard work pay off. That is when you push with everything you've got and enjoy the unique privilege of watching that sucker roll downhill all on its own. We've got a couple of events coming up, including a pop-up at the Bentway this Sunday at 10 a.m. That's June 26th. We will also be hosting, for our members only, a small group breathwork session with a master practitioner. You can let us know if you want to participate in that. If you have any questions, if you're curious about checking out Bang, you can email us at info@bangfitness.com, and we'd love to have you down for a visit, chat about what it is all about. Have a wonderful long weekend. We'll see you soon.